having a good morning, and one of the wonders of Vrindavan is, or even life in general, one of the arts of living is how to turn something that's not so good into something that's good. I saw that with Srila Prabhupada, that there was, in 1970, there was some difficulty within ISKCON, even the very, very early days. And Prabhupada left the United States, and then what did he do? He went to Japan, and from Japan he went to India. I saw Prabhupada in Japan. And he took a difficult circumstance in the West, in the United States, and turned it into the opening of the biggest preaching field in the world, in India. So there's an art of somehow or another using whatever situation we're in, whether it's, in our opinion, good or not so good. Hare Krishna. All right. In the service of our advancement. Now, one time, quite a few years ago, I was giving a japa treat in Melbourne, and I tricked the devotees. I had them take out a piece of paper and then divide the paper into four and write all to do immediately on one quadrant, and then all the important things that they had to do but that weren't urgent in another quadrant. And it's a typical type of organizational skill in doing this. And then when we were finished with that exercise, then I told everyone to take it and wrap it up and put it in a box over here. And then I locked the box and I said, forget about it, because now we're going to chant japa. And that's really the essential art, or the first essential art, when we begin to chant japa. And it's an art, which means that it takes practice. It's not knowledge that you can just write down, but it's an art of just making a decision. Making a decision that for this particular time, right now, I have nothing to do other than being with Krishna in the form of the holy names, in the form of his holy names. I have nothing else to do other than be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Because when the mind starts wandering, and it will start wandering, I don't have to say that as a curse on anyone, but that's the nature of the material mind. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. But one has to be quite determined, no, this is the time that I'm going to be with Krishna. Come back later and tell me what you want to do, me to do. We'll work it out. But now I want to be with Krishna in the form of the holy names. And when one decides that now I'm going to chant and be with Krishna, that means very much listening, hearing the holy names. It means very much desiring to serve, desiring Krishna to accept us, very much chanting with great affection. Whatever level we can chant on, but just that determination is so important. Or instead of calling it determination, I'd rather call it making that decision, a very personal decision. And it can't be superficial either, because the mind will test us 1,000 times, and naturally, that's natural. And let's just try it, at least for this time while we're here in this amazingly fortunate situation of sitting together in the Association of Devotees, having left all the important things, the essential things that we have to do that are so important, even in our service and other parts of our life, having left that behind. Right now, we have an opportunity, and it's a rare opportunity, to accept the fact that we have nothing else to do except be with Krishna. And His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj sometimes says, you'll find out how your relationship with Krishna is going when you sit down and chant japa. And then, after making that determination, and it's a choice too, you don't have to make it, no one's going to force you, and it's very internal and very personal. Now's my time. I'm going to try my best to be with Krishna. It's just like dealing with any other person. And Krishna is a person. That if our mind is wandering to so many important things that we have to do, what does that person think? He thinks, well, I'm not as important as the other things he has to do, he or she has to do. And then he disengages himself from the interaction, from the relationship. So we could say Krishna does the same thing. So it's our responsibility to turn to Krishna. He's always facing us. But it's our responsibility to turn to him. So if we wish, and I always like to phrase it as a choice, if we wish to try our best to be with Krishna now, then internally we should make that determination, that sankalpa, that for this time, all we have to do, all I have to do, I don't have anything else to do. So if you can decide whether you want to make that determination right now, please do it. And if you happen to think that you need help to become strong, then you please offer prayers to Guru, to Prabhupada, to Vaishnavas, to Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Nityananda Prabhu, to Radha Govinda, to Kiriraj Govanand, whoever you have a deep relationship with, whatever form of the Lord that you have a deep relationship with, you ask for help and keep going back to that as well, because there's so much mercy on the other side. There's so much mercy. I found that I used to complain a lot that I've prayed so many times and I don't get the answer that I want. But I've also found that my lack of sincerity is the real issue in the prayer and in the chanting. So then a second question, and then I'll just leave it at these two questions. First is, do I want to try my best to be with Krishna right now? And the second question is, Krishna in the form of His holy names. And the second question is, well, what do I really want out of life? What do I really want? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, prays Nadanam, Nadanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Ra, Jagadisha, Kamani. And then, if I ask that question, not out loud, not aloud, but just to myself and answer very honestly, sometimes I find I have many, many desires. Some subtle, some gross. But yet inside, the deepest part of me, the most sincere part of me, there's the real me who would really like to open his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let that part speak. That's the real us, the natural us, because all these sarva upadhi maniyamuktam, all these other aspects of ourselves aren't truly us. They're like clothes that don't quite fit properly. So anyway, this isn't a Japa lecture, but it's a time that we can try our best to be with Krishna if we so choose to. So the only other point I'd like to make is that while you're chanting, I'll sometimes speak, but don't stop chanting, don't stop to listen, just keep chanting, and if you can not listen, you can just try to apply what I say to your chanting. A lot of it is to remind us to bring our mind back to the hearing process. But I'll just say those things, and you can listen, and maybe you can make the volume after I finish speaking. I'll just bring it down so it doesn't interrupt the flow of the chanting of the devotees. Okay, so if you wish to make your sankalpa, that this special time right now, I'll try my best to use, and if my mind wanders, I'll try my best to bring it back, and I need help, and I pray. So if you wish to make that kind of sankalpa, please do so, and then when you finish, you can begin chanting japa.